IVM.
Welcome to The Origin of Things, Episode 33, The Company Without Whom Nothing Would Happen. This is a different kind of story. Yeah, I know, I say each story is different, but this is a different kind of different. Because you probably haven't heard of the company I'm going to be talking about. But if it weren't for them, life today would be very, very different. Indeed, one of the company's biggest clients says, there are very few companies that I know have had as great an impact on society today. So let's get into this then, even if you don't know the company name. Morris Chang was born in China in 1931. At an early age, he harbored dreams of being a novelist or a journalist, something he was dissuaded to doing by his father. At the age of 17, he moved to Hong Kong at the height of the Chinese Civil War and a year before the PRC was established, the People's Republic of China. In his young life, he had already seen the unrest in China and the Japanese attacking Hong Kong after their little adventure at Pearl Harbor. This was the beginning of an interesting international journey for Morris Chang, who went to Harvard. While at Harvard, he still dreamt of becoming a writer, but he transferred then to MIT, where he read that specialized technical training would improve his job prospects. And from here, he would go on to work in some prestigious companies, including Sylvania Electric Products, Texas Instruments, and General Instrument Corporation. It was the most recognizable name in that list, the second one, Texas Instruments, that he built up his reputation, really, leading one of the group's most ambitious and important businesses, semiconductors. Morris was also credited with a controversial idea at the time, pricing semiconductors ahead of the cost curve, which, when translated to English, meant willing to let go of potential short-term profits to get market share, then scale up and then make greater long-term profits. All in all, Morris and Texas Instruments were quite a big deal in the semiconductor world. And later, much later, at a speech at Stanford where he was felicitated, he would say that there was an old Chinese poem which loosely translated as follows. When you reach the top, you look down and then you would see all the available roles or jobs. Morris said that at the height of his semiconductor career with Texas Instruments, he looked down and he couldn't see any new available roles. So, as he says, he needed to invent something, a whole new business model. He realized that all semiconductor companies at the time would do everything. What were those everythings? Designing, making, and selling. So he thought, what if I just take the second part of that, the making part of it, and focus on just that, leaving the designing and selling to somebody else. In his words, it was a solution looking for a problem. Because at the time, nobody needed to outsource this one small portion of their semiconductor business. But that would change. You see, semiconductor companies that would do only the design aspect and not the making aspect were called fabless companies, F-A-B-less companies, fabrication-less, without fabrication. Morris's new business model worked well for these companies, and soon his business model, which became known as the foundry model, turned out to be quite a sweet alliance with these so-called fabless companies, which were growing in number and specialization. This coincided quite nicely with Morris's new role. He was recruited to be part of a government-sponsored non-profit to promote industrial and technological development, not in the US, not in China, not in Hong Kong, but Taiwan. This was fortunate because with increasing needs for semiconductors, more companies in the West were looking for outsourcing their manufacturing, that second part, to Asia. Indeed, in 1985, when Morris came up with the foundry model, there were but a handful of these fabless companies that needed to outsource only the making part. By the time he started working in Taiwan, he says that number went up to 20 to 30. That ballooned to hundreds a decade later. Today, the company that Morris set up, Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company, or TSMC, is the world's largest semiconductor foundry, manufacturing 10,761 different products using 272 distinct technologies for 499 different customers in 2019. It is Taiwan's largest company and the world's most valuable semiconductor company. Among its customers are names that you would recognize: AMD, Apple, Huawei, Sony, Broadcom, MediaTek, NEC, Fujitsu, Qualcomm, and I could go on and on. Why? Even companies with their own manufacturing facilities still outsource some part of their making process to TSMC, including chip giant Intel and Morris's old homestead, Texas Instruments. They make chips for everything from smartphones to appliances to even fighter jets. Morris Chang is now called the godfather of computer chip manufacturing, and while you might not have heard his name, it's quite likely that without him and his expertise, many of the other big names in tech that you might be more familiar with and whose quotes grace the walls of your conference offices wouldn't be as famous. I know this is a different kind of toot episode, not one that involved a grand reveal at the end of a brand that everyone is familiar with, but it's the story of a company, an unsung hero, quietly powering so many aspects of our lives today, including what I'm using to record this podcast on and what you're probably using to listen to it. And for that reason alone, I wanted to share it. Who knows how many other such technologies are around and how many are yet to be formed that will change the way we live in 5, 10, 20, 30 years from now. Something as innocuous sounding as decoupling the manufacturing process from semiconductor chip making, for instance, transformed the world. In the beginning of this episode, I shared a quote. Remember, there are very few companies that I know that have had as great an impact on society. That was said by a compatriot of Chang's, Chen Zhongshan, if I got the pronunciation right, founder of the graphics processor maker NVIDIA, also from Taiwan, also one of TSMC's oldest customers. And another quote of his at the time, at the same event, is worth repeating. Pretty much everyone has a TSMC-made product in their pockets right now. They just might not know it. See you next week with another The Origin of Things story. If you like this podcast, don't forget to check out other interesting podcasts on the IVM network. You can listen to us and all our shows on the IVM podcast app or ivmpodcast.com. You can also follow us on social media. We are at IVM podcast on Twitter and Instagram. If you want to reach out to me, that's Chuck_Gopal on Twitter and Chuck of All Trades on Instagram. All links in the show notes of this episode. See you next week.